You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast.
Damn. So, I literally just moved my watch and there's some nastiness on me and I have no idea what it is. What
kind of nastiness?
Like, look at that. Look at that.
What have you been doing?
I don't know.
What have you been getting into?
Ew, and it's in, it had to have been in my watch crevice.
Do you have chocolate in your watch crevice?
It's on my watch.
Taste it.
It kind of smells like...
Do taste it.
It smells like coffee.
Is it poo?
It's coffee. I'm not tasting it. It's got to be coffee, right? Where did that even come from?
If it's coffee, why won't you taste it?
Because what if it's not? I mean, it's coffee.
You know, I used to work in a jewelry store, and do you know the nastiness that would come out of watch bands?
Oh,
like,
gross.
We would clean, you know, those metal watch bands. Yeah. We would clean them with a toothbrush, and just the blackest nastiness would come out of them. Rings, too.
I had, like, the smallest amount of coffee today. Where could this have even come from?
Were you wearing that in Denver?
I was wearing this in Denver, but I had my silver bracelet side.
I was going to say, things were chaos.
Things were a little chaos there. But
in Denver. You're still smelling it.
But it's all gross up in here. How'd that even happen? Yeah,
get it out with a toothbrush. You'll be fine.
No, now I got to take this off and it's going to yell at me and be all...
But then don't use the toothbrush after that.
Oh, God, no. Now this is stuck, of course.
You better be careful. You're going to ruin your watch. You're nasty.
Now it smells... It's fucking roast beef from a catering. How did I... But how is it on me? Now I can smell it.
It's roast beef.
I think it is.
Oh my God almighty.
What else? I haven't even eaten anything. Oh, you know what? No, it's the sauce.
It's not soy sauce.
It is.
Did you pour it over your watch?
I must have. Oh, you know what? At one point I poured it on the sushi.
I didn't see you pouring on it. I just didn't think you poured it over your arm. Oh, Lanta.
I thought it was roast beef.
It's either coffee,
it's
or,
coffee
roast beef,
or roast beef
or
oh my
soy,
God,
sauce.
Soy sauce. For the love.
Do we have any non-TV things to talk about?
What should we talk about for some little excerpts?
Oh, so... By the way, I have this heart monitor because...
I see that.
Because I thought I was having a heart attack. A couple weeks, no, it's now been a couple months, like March, and my boss was like, you have to go to the doctor.
Oh my goodness. Because
I couldn't breathe, like I kept having heart palpitations, and I couldn't breathe, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm having a heart attack. I'm heart attack age, right? So I'm having a heart attack. So I did go to the doctor, even though I didn't have a GP, I haven't been to a doctor in like 10 years. Because, you know, once you have babies, what do you go to the doctor for? You take your babies to the doctor. So...
Oh my goodness.
But I don't go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor and I started explaining to her and she's like nodding at me like she already knows. And I'm like, you don't know. You don't just listen. Don't just keep listening. And she's like telling me, you have acid reflux. And I was like, no. I'm having a heart attack. And she's like explaining to me how it works. And I'm like, yeah, but also I'm having a heart attack. And she's like,
no.
No. So it's she gave reflux. Me some, like, a prescription for Prilosec, and she told me I couldn't have certain foods and drinks, which I did not comply with because that's ridiculous. I'm not going to stop eating spicy foods ever.
Yeah. You and the rest of my friends who are having these issues, and I'm like...
That's why I take the Prilosec.
Well,
so
I
was like, so
that's true.
I can take the Prilosec, and then I can still have Taco Bell. And she was like, no. I took the Prilosec for a couple weeks and now I'm fine. I don't take it anymore. So whatever. So anyway, then she still wanted me to have like an EKG, which was fine. Mm-hmm. And I have to have this heart monitor, which I was supposed to get in March, except that I never did because it's a lot of hassle and you have to go all the way to the place and there's like five options for places you
this
can go.
This is your heart we're talking about.
Also, I have a heart murmur, and that's why she wants me.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, fine.
Fine, so, I'll do it.
I went to the doctor for another thing yesterday because I have like a thyroid thing. So like I have calcium, like high calcium levels, which is bad. So I went to that doctor, and she's like, okay, I'm going to have you do this and this. So I'm like, okay, I go down to the lab. I'm like, since I'm here, I should get that heart monitor that I was supposed to get in March.
Oh my God.
So I go down to the place, and this is in the hospital. So I go down to the place to get the heart monitor, and they take me back. And this lady starts getting needles ready. And I was like, what are you doing? And she goes, well, we have orders for blood draw. And I was like, no, you don't. I got my blood drawn like a couple weeks ago. When was that like ordered? She said, today. I'm like, oh. So she starts to poke me with possibly a like porcupine ass or I don't know what.
Like multiple needles doing? At the same time?
Like, no, it was one needle, but I swear to God.
Porcupine
she was
ass.
Ripping my veins out of my body.
Oh my
like, it
gosh.
Felt like she was poking me with 1,000 needles. And I don't complain about, like, I just tough it up. I don't mind being poked. I just can't look at the blood coming out of my veins because I'll pass out.
Oh, I
out.
Can't. I will, too.
I'm not. Like
I'm good. You're right. I'm good with being poked
I'm good
as well.
With, yeah.
But I also
and I'm
yeah,
okay with
look.
Blood.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of
oh,
blood.
Oh, I can't. No, I can't.
I just can't see it when it's being drawn out of my veins
yeah.
into a vial.
Yeah.
And
oh,
they,
literally.
You know,
I turned green before. Yeah.
They're taking 3 vials of blood.
Ugh.
I'm not that big. That's got to be all
my all
blood.
All my blood.
So...
You just took all my blood.
Yeah. So she starts poking me. She's super young. And also, this is at the university. So I'm pretty sure she's new at this.
That's not true, but
no,
ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is the
med
first
center?
Time. Yeah.
No.
Pretty sure this is the first time she's
no.
ever done this. So she sticks these 1,000 needles in my arm. And it hurt so bad that I said something. I said, that hurts really bad. And she goes...
It's supposed to.
She's all mad because, you know, obviously she thinks I'm a complainer. And she goes, well, sometimes when you miss the vein, it hurts. And I was like,
you missed the
so
vein?
So you missed the vein. And she's like, it's fine now. It was not.
No.
She proceeds to draw 3 vials of blood. And the entire time, it burned like the sun.
Oh, my God.
And it felt
yeah,
like she
normal.
Literally was sucking my veins out of my arm. And I was sweating, and I was, like, visibly freaking out. I'm just like, oh, my God. I was breathing heavy.
Yeah, it's not supposed
and
to
burn. And she's just rolling her eyes at me, because how dare I be hurt? But anyway, yeah, it hurts so bad. And
that's
she
nuts.
Took it out, and I just went, oh. Then she, like, wrapped me up, and I had to keep it on there so I didn't bleed to death. Yeah, and then she just sent me along. But now, and that was yesterday, so now, every time I straighten my arm, it stings.
Yeah,
I think she broke me.
She did. She tore up all your veins.
She tore me up. So then I had to sit there and wait in like, this clinic, and this old guy came by, and he was like... he looked at me and he said, oh, aren't you done? Because I had the big old bandage on. And I said, no, I have to go back in there. And he said, you have to go back in? I said, well, for something else.
Something totally different.
He said, oh, so you've already been poked. I said, yeah, but she didn't do a good job. So I start complaining to this old man.
Some random guy.
Yeah. And he's telling me about some dentist that didn't do a good job. So he gets up and starts to go. They call his name. He starts to go back. I'm like, good luck. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It was horrible. Rude. And then they took me back to put the little EKG on me. And the dude's like, I'm just going to have to pull up your shirt. Hope you don't mind. I'm like, oh, whatever.
You're a doctor.
I don't care. He's not a doctor, but that's fine.
Oh,
he's just a guy in a red shirt. But still, I was like, all right.
Interesting.
So they stuck these, like, what do you do though when the girls are big? Like, Do they just move them for
I
you?
I guess or? So. I had actually an EKG like 20 years ago randomly.
One right here?
Yeah. That's so weird. Yeah.
But I, that's just bone there.
I got so, big I mean, girls, so I don't know how that would work now. I was in the hospital when they gave me one, and I was like, I had a weird feeling in my chest. It was just like 20 years ago, and then they brought me in, and then they're like, meh, nothing. I was like,
I'm sure it's nothing.
And that was when I was young and, like, you know, you, like, call. I called one of those, like, ask a nurse lines, and I was like, da-da-da-da, pain in my chest. And she's like, well, we suggest if you have pain in your chest that you call 911.
Exactly.
And I was like, what?
Which I was not going to do, because then they just go, meh. Like, one time I thought I was having... I thought my appendix were bursting, so I went to the Emergicare, and I had an x-ray, and she's like, see this? This is gas. So
so good luck to you.
After that, I never went back.
It could be any... That's the weirdest part, though. Like, I mean, I think that, like, at our advanced age, but, like, hearts of... It could be anxiety, and they tell you now that the symptoms are the same, but, like, that's the other thing, too. I never thought, like... A friend of mine was talking about acid reflux and, like, how it feels. And I was like, but isn't it like heartburn? No, not necessarily. It could be da-da-da-da-da. And I was like,
well,
okay.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, heartburn, too. Yeah. But no, like, it is, like, the same symptoms as a heart attack. So how do I know?
How do I know the difference?
And you know what? Okay, I'm not even going to go into it. I'm not going into it. Just still. Just
go to the doctor.
Oh, I went to the stupid doctor. And she was, I mean, she's not a stupid doctor.
I know. I go to the doctor for, well, I just go for my... random annuals and different things, and I think I need to go to a dermatologist, though, because I have a random thing right there that's
random.
Freaking me
that's
out.
An alien.
I know, it's like a little alien on my arm.
I go to a dermatologist. He's
good,
funny.
Do you have a good one?
Yeah, he cracks me up. They just make you disrobe, and then they put you on like a Frankenstein table.
Oh,
you know, like in Frankenstein where he's like laying down and then they like raise him up, right?
Yeah,
it's like that. They put you on that, and then they look at you with a jeweler's loop.
Oh.
And then, yeah, they tell you.
See, I like that because I've had friends tell me they go to dermatologists, and the guy's like, okay, you know, like, whatever, you get undressed and everything. And then, like, look, okay, you're good.
That's what
and
he did.
I was like, but then he didn't really look at you. And they're like, well, it didn't feel like it. And that makes me
nervous.
Well,
they know what they're looking at.
Well, that's true,
and they have
too.
Two
but
nurses
like,
in there
and
that
are
just
standing
there.
Are supposed to point things out? Because, like, you know, they tell
well, yeah,
you,
they
like,
ask
any
you,
random
you
like, abnormalities. They have, like, a clear random thing on my leg. And
yeah,
because I
have, like, this
cancer.
Weird dry spot on my leg. And I was like, this is definitely going to kill me
this
right here.
This is the cancer right
and
here.
And he's like, no, that's a normal thing.
Okay, good.
For your age.
Well, that's what I need. Oh,
and I was like, I've had this since I was like 10.
But thank you. Since I was 10.
I've always had this.
I need that in my life. Like, so yes, you'll have to give me your derm's phone number because, yeah, I need to get checked out. And I'm all about protecting myself these days and wearing all the stuff I need to wear so that I don't get the cancer.
Yeah. Sunscreen all over. He gave me, or he sold me $100 face bleach. And I... I asked him, can I use self-tanner with this? And he said,
what the hell's wrong with you?
He said, I don't know. Go ahead and try.
I'm all about now. Like because once again, I'm like, you know, some sunscreens are actually worse for you than whatever. So I just try to stay in the shade, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Like I get the... You know, you're supposed to get like 10 minutes of sun
well,
for
you know,
your vitamin
I
D.
Never go in the sun.
Right.
I take
and
vitamin
I'm like,
D.
And I used to until a few years ago. And I started to have like friends who would have issues. And I'm like, yeah, I'm done now. Like, I'm good. So, and yeah.
Well, you remember me in Vegas. I was like,
I know.
I had a hat and sunglasses. And
that was when I still didn't care. I was kind of like, and now I'm all like, get me in the shade. Give me all the sunscreen and a hat. Please.
I got sun when we were up on that mountain.
I did too. I got a watch line from that. I was like, oh,
because
snap.
That's where you would get the sun because you're closer to it.
Because you're really closer to it.
And there was
the whole
no
time
shade.
I thought to myself, I don't need to bring sunscreen. Where would we be going? I'm like,
why
oh, wait,
would I
duh.
Bring sunscreen in the summer in the mountains?
In the mountains where we're close to the
with
sun.
With no trees whatsoever anywhere in sight.
We're a mile high. So we're way close to the sun.
We're so smart.
So smart. This medical documentary was brought to you by...
This unrelated to TV in any way.
This could be like our lead in to our episode that we're going to have Deb come on and debunk TV shows and medical mysteries.
Tell her to watch Emergency because that show is so dumb.
We'll have to watch Emergency.
I mean, it's just...
You're going to have to watch Grey's right. So that we can...
Is that the one that John Stamos was on? No, then I don't want to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. Look, I'm still watching Dallas. Oh, so once you're done with Dallas, then I can send it back and get more Dallas.
Yeah, Well, speaking of Deb, weird.
I heard her name.
She could hear her name. She just said
I heard my name on the radio.
So weird. Where it's like we're on the radio right now.
All right. I guess I should stop before my heart monitor starts beeping or something.
It's going up.
I swear.
You're done.
It's got this little light in it that it blinks so that you know that it's recording. Oh. Except that. I can't say except that without going. No. Okay. So anyway, except that when I was sleeping last night, like on the side, I could see it blinking through the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that woke me up.
Yeah.
And made me panic. Because I was like, I don't remember a flashing light.
Yeah.
Is it telling me that my heart has stopped?
And I'm awake thinking these thoughts.
And then I had heart palpitations. And I have to record any, like, I have to write them down on the log of any heart palpitations. So I wrote down,
I'm having heart palpitations. I don't think the machine that's checking my heart is working correctly.
My heart stopped. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, wait, I think it's working now.
That's good. So, yeah, because it was bright, like in the dark, it was bright. And yeah. I was like, what does that mean?
It means it's nighttime.
This is why I have so many heart attacks, is because kind of like when we were in Denver, I was sleeping and I kept waking up and going, what was there? What?
That was me when I was trying to fall asleep, and I was like, breathe, breathe out.
In and out.
Breathe. Start thinking about something else so you'll breathe normally.
So,
wait, I'm not breathing now.
Remember that time you said something so funny I almost passed out?
Remember how every single card I got, I was crying.
Michelle
and Christine, like, you were sobbing. I was laughing.
I fell on the floor and I couldn't catch my breath. And those two were just looking at us like, they're so stupid. Oh, it's time to go. The girl is
dead. It is.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.